This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The Twins return to action tonight after a night off last night. Minnesota visits Texas to kick off the final week of the season. Team President Derek Falvey says they're working to get better.
You know, at this stage of the season, given where we've been, we're obviously doing some deep dives and digging, and that goes back to the deadline even, you know, in terms of where our team is. But there has been an emphasis placed over the last couple of months, you know, certainly in August through September, on player development at the big league level, right? Not just talking about what we do in AA and AAA, but what we do here.
First pitch tonight is 7:05. The Lynx host game two of their best of five WNBA semifinal series. They host Phoenix tonight. The Lynx rallied to win game one behind a big game from Courtney Williams. Fellow guard Kayla McBride says,
I always have confidence in Courtney, but I think that when she changes her pace between her and T, actually, like their pace, it's a 40-minute game, you know? So when we're able to have spurts of that and transition, her getting to her pull-up, you know, things like that, it gives us energy, you know, as a group when we get out in transition, and that's where, you know, that's our bread and butter.
Tip time tonight, 6:30 at the Target Center. The Gopher women have their first official practice later this afternoon. Meanwhile, the men worked out for the first time yesterday at Williams Arena for head coach Nico Medved, who says he's teaching the principles of his offense.
Spacing, ball movement. I think you'll see a team that off the ball, you don't see a lot of standing around. There's a lot of guys who are involved in what we're in what we're doing. And so when the ball's moving and people are moving, I think that's been a staple of what we do.
On to Gopher football. They host Rutgers for a Saturday morning game at 11. And pro football, Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell is taking his team to Dublin to take on the Steelers on Sunday. He's pleased with how his team bounced back from that week two loss to get a big week three win.
The growth of this team early on in the season is evident to me, and now we've got to start, like we talked about post-game yesterday. Now it's just about the consistency of understanding what it's got to be like from the practice field to the game.
This is MNN Sports.